has challenged us as a staff. They have provided us with the tools that we need to be able to rise to the occasion to continue to provide really effective services, but also challenge us to be creative. You always listen to the consumer, be person-centered. What do we need to put in place? And sometimes it's not about our services, but it's what other services are out there across the country that we should be sending our clients to. You know, because it takes a village, you know, we have an increasing number of individuals with multiple disabilities, and it's what's going to work best for the consumer. So it's been a real honor to work with each and every one of these directors, and especially Carlos, you really challenged us and always kept the bar set high.
You don't have to lie when you're retiring.
You're not going to get another raise.
Right. I know, I'm missing out. Yep.
This must be real then. No.
I'll just say I never doubted that the Omaha staff would be prepared on all of those things. And you know, we had an active shooter, window breaker jumping into where the administrative staff worked. So, I mean, it can happen. And it happened in a little town. We had an office in a little town, and this guy came in and smashed through the window, and there he was in the secretary's lap, practically. And I, secretary then, now would be administrative technician.
But, you know, I'm going to add something here. You know, I was an efficiency expert, and which means there's always problems you need to solve, and you know, and when you solve one problem, another problem becomes evident. Yeah. I can't help but think how many state agencies are thinking, boy, we got to spend all the money we got. And how many of them are shipping money back? We're not having that problem. You know, we're talking about leading edge problems that make us even better. And we're not satisfied with the status quo. We're working on important stuff that, and you know, when we solve this, there'll be something else that but there's always going to be a pinch point or a choke point, and we're going to address them. And I'm just glad we're not talking about some of the more fundamental things that some of these other agencies are dealing with. So, thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment before we move on?
Lois.
Yes, Lois.
Thank you. I want to dovetail off of, to some degree, off of what Nancy was just talking about change. I don't ever want to be the person who people say, well, you know, we did this a certain way at this point, and so we need to keep doing that. You know, I've never been one to say that. You know, my thinking is that anything that gets started either grows or dies because nothing stays the same. And I've been around in this state my entire 72-year life, and so I've had a lot of experience with this entity that has done various things through the years for blind people. When we finally got ourselves separated out, we certainly did work on, you know, first of all, there was the whole thing about soft money and all that, which ended up getting lost in the transition. And we were working on those things, and also dealing with the legislature, because there were a few people who were disgruntled about the fact that we ever created the commission, wanted to go back to being under the umbrella, and so we needed to work with that. So I think that there are always different priorities through the years. We didn't ever say that we gave away the job of working on the staff salaries. They've always been low. Nebraska is kind of unfortunately known for low salaries. in a lot of areas, and service areas are among them. We worked with the whole business about the personnel system, and I don't remember what that was exactly called, but the personal something level, I don't remember what it was called, but we tried to get past that. If you guys have the expertise and the everything to get past that, there won't be anybody happier than I will be for you to be able to do that. When we were first starting, we saw what we were doing to get started, to do the job descriptions for commissioners, to start doing things where we could have training for new commissioners. We went to different places. I know we had a big meeting in Kansas City one year that we attended to learn about what we needed to do, but a lot of entities, especially around here, have the commissions or boards are not governing their advisory. And so to convince anybody, including legislators, that what we were working toward and you know, put in the law was not to be advisory, but to be governing. But everything, I think, works best when it is done as the ability to do it comes. And so if we had said back in the beginning that we were going to take the personnel department to task, what they did say to us was, if you want to be in the system that pays more, then get under Voc Rehab and be under the Department of Education.
Yeah.
And then you can flex a bit. Well, we didn't want to do that. All along the way, there are questions and answers that happen. And the fact that we did something when we were first around didn't mean we didn't see the whole future of hope ahead for finding a way to do that while not ending up doing it by once again getting sucked into some big conglomerate. There were multiple times that was given to us as the option, and in fact almost happened because of, you know, people going to the legislature and the legislators asking us, well, if you can't do this way, then here's what we have to offer. And it was that. So I think we have to be careful as we go along that we bear in mind that, just like in history, a lot of times we want to compare how we treat people. And we see people in history who didn't do that. You know, blind people were, you know, not allowed to have jobs at all, or to, you know, we were expected to be just taken care of or whatever. Fortunately, there are enough of us now to not take that approach that we've been able to make that difference. But I was once talked to about when I made a comment about, well, this person I had really thought of as a really good potential role model. She was before my time, although I met her when I graduated from high school at the School for the Blind. She came to a convention and she had somebody cut up her meat. And I thought, oh my goodness, she's been this school teacher for all these years and she doesn't cut up her meat. And I made a comment to that, about that, to someone who said to me, you still are on her shoulders in terms of being able to go to teachers' college and hope to get a teaching degree yourself, and if it hadn't been for people like her doing that, you wouldn't be where you are. The fact that she didn't have the opportunity to learn some of the things you take for granted is not on her. It's on you if you disrespect her for that. So, you know, that's kind of my perspective on where we are. I hope that you guys will get this done. I think it needs to be done. I've always thought so. Some things do have their time, though, and I hope that the time for this is now. I really do. Go for it.
Definitely. Thank you, Barbara. Definitely wise words, and I'm sure we'll all take those into account, especially the whole aspect about making sure that, you know, we don't sacrifice our commission as a whole in order to give them a higher pay, because this is part of what makes it so great. So, any other comment before we move on to the other meeting? Okay. So with that, we have the final announcements. The only thing I have to say to that, which we've already kind of been pointed out, is just pointing out the next meeting, May 6th, which is in Columbus, doing the executive director evaluation. Anything else from Ward?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just technically speaking, the next meeting is April 1st.
That's a
true. Yeah. I mean,
just for the record, please.
Yes, I was wrote that down before that decision.
Speaking of the orientation training,
mm-hmm.
How many rooms would you like? What is your thought on how many rooms should I ask the hotel for? Sleeping rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we need sleeping rooms? Will you be going there one day and come back the same day?
An excellent question.
I've only one at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if it's here in Lincoln.
I would like to just go home.
Can we, I guess, have everyone just get in touch with you as far as you might want one, and then go from there?
Okay, so what for the meeting room, like what part of the day are you wanting this room for? Do you want it in the morning only? Do you want it the whole day? Do you want it?
I would say maybe, I would guess, because if people are wanting to spend the night there, then we probably would want to do it more early afternoon so that we'd be able to have time to drive out there.
Yeah, or even like hold on.
Yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
these are details that we should have thought about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy's good. She's keeping us honest.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
So like 1 to 4 p.m. for the meeting room?
I would say maybe. Well, if we do one, we don't have to worry about feeding people.
Yeah.
That's
important. I mean, is it going to be but just the logistics of it, like for the
right.
Omaha office, if the person that drives Mark out there,
yeah.
They're going to need a sleeping room too, probably. I just want to make sure when I contact the hotel, I get all
right.
This right.
Nine, I think.
You know,
5 of you, 2
yeah.
Drivers.
Yeah, maybe
so
we just.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I always worry about is anytime a board's together, even if it's casual, you know, people talk. So
yeah.
I kind of like to get in and get out. But
I don't usually stay over, so.
Yeah. Why don't we say 7?
Got that cooking?
7 sleeping rooms.
Yeah.
Sound good? Anything
for the commission board members? Or, I mean, they're going to want.
Well, I would imagine whoever the driver is.
Yeah, that's true.
They just always want names to put with the rooms and all that details when I make arrangements.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to.
That would be 2 nights for me.
Yeah. You'd have 2 nights.
Okay. Okay. Well, you can always email me these answers.
Okay.
Sounds good. We'll think.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. Sooner rather than later, obviously. Any other final announcements before we close the meeting? Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.